Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 3rd of December, and here in Auroville is cloudy and 23 degrees Celsius. Weather experts predict that we can expect showery weather late Thursday through Sunday evening. Otherwise, forecast for today says periods of rain, some heavy, additional rain can lead to flooding problems, and over the night, cloudy and warm, a brief shower or two late. Temperatures from low 23 to high 27 with heat index on 30 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 20 km per hour with occasional gusts on 30 km per hour. Following is a phone interview with Kirit about the rain and dams, the work he's doing all around Auroville and in Auroville. Hello, Kirit?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Kirit.
Good morning, tell me.
Yes, talk with us about the rain and the dams. Since you are working on the field you're working on the field for quite some time.
Yeah.
So
I'm just back from checking utility Bomeapalium Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning, same time, everything was overflowing.
Yes.
And the last basin I had raised 5 years ago, when that time everything was full, and since then it has never been overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday it did for the first time. It was amazing to see. So then also the water flows where the people has been building at the end of the canyon.
Oh.
But according to my what I saw was quite all right, and I didn't hear any
damages to the
bad
houses.
Things or so. Yeah.
Uh-huh. As Charlie is measuring the rainfall, and yesterday we had 232 millimeters in one day.
I had even more. I had 265.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really exceptional, no?
Yeah, that's very exceptional. I never measured that.
Mm-hmm.
Already the 140 the week before was quite amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but thus far I didn't have any water in this last basin.
Mm-hmm.
The night before that rain, it could still go 2 meter high, but then it filled up.
Mm-hmm.
Now I went this morning, and I was amazing to see that still the check dams from utility were overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
Into the big basin.
Mm-hmm.
But the big basin had receded about one, it is difficult to see because I see it from a distance, but I think between 125 and 150, it water went down.
Mm-hmm.
It percolated.
It percolated.
Yeah, so that is super. That was really fantastic to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all is well there. I think hardly we lost any water from the watershed from Sukhavati.
Mm-hmm.
Or a green utility. All that.
Mm-hmm.
Water was more or less captured, except
kept
yesterday morning it flowed over.
Mm-hmm.
But that is peanuts compared to the amount of water we received.
So then we could start now planting, yeah?
Yeah, well, planting you can always do.
Yeah.
Don't put seeds because they can still be washed away, but the plant, is okay.
Yeah.
We did a lot of work in Hermitage, and
mm-hmm.
that was very scary. Also, Oro Dam was redone this year.
Yeah.
And all these dams, of course, they are fresh. They are not really stabilized. They are
mm-hmm.
not really going down. They don't have yet vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
So they had top erosion.
Mm-hmm.
And one dam made the second spillway, which all can be repaired. But
mm-hmm.
still, Baron, the steward, he had a lot of work in order to avoid damage, to widen spillways or to deepen spillways, because it was not always clear with the dumpy level,
mm-hmm.
though we had it, that it was the right level. With a normal monsoon, it might all have been well, but as the rain was pounding on these new built dams, of course, then it's very risky.
Tell me, because you are an expert in this field and you work really hard and really persistent, how many dams we got in Auroville, around in the Greenbelt altogether?
Hundreds. I stopped counting. You see, the last
mm-hmm.
couple of years we made more than 25
mm-hmm.
in Hermitage. Then already years ago, from Sukhavati up till Bomeapalium, there are another 30.
Mm-hmm.
In Aspiration Canyon, there were three big ones, four mm-hmm. big ones which are still working, and three small ones which mm-hmm. have been silted in. But regularly I've been working on dams to raise them. If I see they overflow easily, then often you can raise them. You cannot dig out a canyon, eh? If soil comes in.
Yeah.
And you have concrete or granite check dams, then you can't go in anymore. That you can only do like in hermitage, where you have earth bends and earth spillways, then it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are hundreds, but
these hundreds,
I stopped counting.
That's great. But despite this 100 dams, they're not all built the same way, because if I think there are some with concrete, you said some
yeah.
with granite, and like international zone is only a soil, yeah?
Correct. You see, if you have canyons like Utility Canyon and Aspiration mm-hmm. Canyon, the amount of water what was going through there with such a force, you can't make an earth dam, because always you have to make a spillway around.
Uh-huh.
And you have no space in a canyon like that. So there you really had to build concrete and granite. And normally I did only granite, but when I went higher than 3 meters, I also used concrete to mm-hmm. have no sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm. Are the dams so high? Utility probably is, yeah?
Yeah, Utility, the highest one is 340.
Mm-hmm.
And in La Ferme, there I made one first 3 meter, and later I added another 1.5 meter. So that is 4.50 meters. That is that waterfall where they made also that climbing ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, that one I know.
Yeah, and so if you have an area like Hermitage and International Zone, yeah, then you can do landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually it's best you go slow, you do something, you observe the rains, and then you adjust and improve the next year. That I've been doing for several years now.
Yeah.
And in Hermitage we got so enthusiastic, we made maybe too many in a short time, so that's why Berend got too much work now. And mm-hmm. again, when it is dry, we have to go there and improve, and yeah.
Yeah, but thanks to this dam, I think we can thanks to these dams to have all the greenery, all the green lush vegetation we have in Norway.
Yeah, don't forget the early green belters who have mm-hmm. been bunding, who already made a lot of dams, who planted the trees. Oroville is really becoming a sponge, especially in that watershed from Sukhavati, Oro Green, Utility.
Mm-hmm.
With that red soil, the water percolates very fast, and that is very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
In the International Zone and in Hermitage, that area, you have a different kind of soil type, so that doesn't percolate so fast, and there you have easily runoff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. You've got different soils.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many people are working? I mean, I know that you are working really hard, basically.
Well, I suppose that each green belter is trying to keep his area as good as possible, and keeps all the water in
mm-hmm.
as far as possible in his jurisdiction.
Stewardship.
Yeah. Tribute to all the green belters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nowadays also more people who have a house in an area, and they see some water is running off. They ask me sometimes, what can I do? That's
mm-hmm.
often very easy. You can just make a kind of percolation pit
mm-hmm.
or a little bund, or just some nice landscaping to keep most of the water in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got one more question for you. Do you think that recently fallen rain, all this water, will supply us for over the dry season?
Well, of course, we very much hope that this gives a good recharge to our aquifers.
Mm-hmm.
Once the water goes in, you never know where it goes. You have a first, a second, and a third aquifer.
Yeah.
For that, I would say contact Tom, who is again since
mm-hmm.
The last years busy to measure the bore wells and see the impact of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm myself very curious to learn about that.
Okay. Oh, I just remember something. How about is there any area in the green belt or utility or whatever? Hermitage that is maybe so flooded that it is dangerous for the people?
The last dam,
yeah.
The big last dam, is dangerous. The because it is partly concrete and granite, but as it was so wide, I made also an extension of the dike there. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been working in the past nearly every year to clean out the basin, and I was always putting the soil on that dam. Mm-hmm. But then, some years ago, this 100-day women lady scheme started, and they did some work there, and I can't come in anymore because that means I'm taking their work. But I see that dam which I'm talking about and which spilled over for the first time, also that had some erosion, some top erosion. So I would be very happy if, for instance, next year when everything is dry, these ladies would work there and improve the top of the dam and reinforce it. If not, I have to find a way to come in with a JCB and do it myself.
You're talking about the utility canyon, yeah?
Yeah, and then closest to Bomiyar Paniyam. On top of it, a couple of years ago when Mohan Singh, that time Prime Minister from India, came to Pondicherry, they needed some red soil next to the East Coast Road.
Yeah.
Now they just went in the Bomiyar Paniyam Canyon and they dug away 1.5 earth dam, which I made at the last part, not so much to keep the water from Oroville in, but as it was going through a bend from the village land to keep that water as much possible in. And that must have come from higher up. Mm-hmm. Balabaska at that time took it up with the collector, and I said for 30,000 I can do damage control, but it was never followed up, and the collector was not interested in it. So you can see there must be really a good cooperation between Talsidar Panchayat collector to do all the things properly.
And
of course, when you don't get rain, I remember also for many years the water in the utility canyon going to the Greenbelt where you have this Hotel Le Soleil, hardly any water was flowing over from there. Mostly if you got a good rain, I start going there and see what happened. But mostly then that time the rain stopped and the water percolated and the next day you didn't see anything anymore. So what the people say, you know, water is not coming anymore. And they forget that we can have rains like this once in a while. And then people make mistakes. You can see that in Pondi. You can see that in Chennai. They have been building in areas which actually should be water bodies. And of course, the drains have to keep open. You really have to always consider the amount of rain you can get in a very short time. And then you should be prepared for it.
Thierry, thank you for today. And thank you for all the good work you're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
You're most welcome.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye. And here's the sad news that our Orvilin brother and friend, Anand Agarwal, has left his body due to the kidney failure on Monday morning. Anand, who grew up as a student in the ashram and came 15 years ago to Oroville via late Mahmananal Hihan Singha, has been working with us as a sport teacher in Deha Shakti and Deepanam. For years he stayed in Karachi, where his flat was an oasis of peace, quiet and serenity. Unfortunately, these last years, the precarious situation of his kidneys took him out of Oroville for medical treatments at more or less regular intervals. We will remember Anand, true to his name, as a gentle, quiet and conscientious person whose contact with Sri Aurobindo and the mother was natural, evident and silently radiant. Future School, they postponed the open house and a fundraiser on the 11th of December, where there will be sandwiches, a flea market to scavenger through, games and handful of entertaining performances by students, cakes and so much more. So if you and everyone you know passes by on Friday 11th of December between 2 to 5 p.m., they would be more than happy to welcome you. From Oroville Council office, we have a following note that Veronique from the Oroville Council will continue for one more year in the team as a member. So we now have 6 members of Oroville Council: Matri Parsat, Renika, Daniel, Sinduja, Veronica, and Gui, with the remaining 3 to be selected during the selection process this weekend. And they are also saying that the work on housing policy is postponed until the council is enlarged and new members are in place. The Oroville Council will coordinate the new subgroup meeting sometime in the middle of December. They will consider the participation of Orovillians interested in the subject. And on 12th and 13th of December, full days, there would be a renewable energy workshop with Jorge, an introductory course to build a small wind turbine and learn how about wind energy. You will build and assemble carb bladers, manufacture amped agent generator. No experiences are necessary for this workshop. And since it's cold and unpleasant, maybe you would be interested in Zumba, because Satish is resuming new classes at New Creation Dance Studio on Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. and on Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Atria Window Auditorium Cinema, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Samurai 3 Duel at Granary Island, which is the third part of Hiroshi Inagaki Samurai Trilogy from Japan, made in 1956, with Toshiro Mifune, Kaoru Yakuchigusha, Mariko Okada, and Kaji Tsuruta. At Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest, they will screen at 7 p.m. Pina, directed by Wim Wenders. At Visitor Center Movie Show today, if it's not raining, at 8 p.m., we will see Everest, which was made this year by director Baltasar Kormákur, and its adventure biography, drama. Tomorrow they will screen action science fiction thriller Maze Runner: The Scorch Trials, made in 2015 by director Wes Ball. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Mary's Story, French drama, directed by Jean Pierre, and was made in 2014. On Saturday they will screen International Biography Music, Love and Mercy, made in 2014 in USA by director Will Follett. As children film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we will see Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, made in USA in 1992 by director Chris Columbus. And later on at Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m. we will see Timbuktu, which is a drama made in France and Mauritania in 2014 by director Ahmed Rambana Sissako. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "There is nothing more beautiful than to unite with the divine consciousness. One is sure to find what one seeks, if one seeks it in all sincerity, for what one seeks is within oneself." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orbitradio.org. Have a keen rainy day.